The inauguration of Donald Trump and the next session of Congress mark the end of the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal for the United States. Two closely tied ag exporters in the Northwest are reacting, beef producers and hay farmers. Correspondent Anna King has our story.
In Toppenish, Washington, near Yakima, hundreds of people work at a large beef packing plant. They wield large metal hooks and knives. Conveyor belts move cuts of beef along. They process about 400,000 head every year here. Right now, each carcass is worth more than $1,400, but $325 from each cow comes from things you've likely never forked.
Items like tongues, intestine, large and small, hanging tenders, outside skirts, tunic tissue, all those type of items have a much greater demand overseas than they do in the U.S.
That's Jay Tyler. He's the spokesman for AgriBeef. He says on average, their American cattle will land in 15 different countries, mostly in Asia. Tyler was hoping that the TPP or the Trans-Pacific Partnership would be pushed through the Obama administration. Right now, U.S. beef exports to Japan face a nearly 39% tariff. The TPP would have lowered that and made U.S. beef more competitive with countries like Australia. But when both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump started speaking against the TPP,
it was a real blow to realize the amount of time that had been invested in this, and for not just our industry, but many industries, particularly ag industries, that are so dependent on exports, that this was going to be not part of the future for our trade.
Tyler is hoping for at least a smaller agreement between the U.S. and Japan. Just 50 miles down the highway, in Ellensburg at Anderson Hay, workers pack fluffy hay into super-pressed bales. A fog of green dust fills the building, smelling of sweet summertime, even though it's freezing and snowy outside. The finished stacks are tightly wrapped in plastic for shipment overseas. Anderson is one of the largest hay exporting companies in the world. And CEO Mark Anderson says, as he understood the latest version, the TPP wouldn't have helped him at all.
Would actually have had a huge negative impact on the Japan dairy industry. One of our biggest customers in the hay business is the Japan dairy industry.
Turns out, Japanese tariffs on fresh milk and dairy products from the U.S. and other countries protect small-scale Japanese dairies. If those tariffs had been erased by the TPP, Japanese dairy farmers may have gone out of business, killing Anderson's customer base. This Ellensburg-based company grew under Obama, but Anderson is really optimistic about the next 4 years under Trump. And he knows what he wants out of his next presidential administration.
I think the two places we will see a bottom line financial impact to our company will be the immigration reform being dealt with once and for all, and the tax code system being dealt with once and for all.
Lower taxes and the ability to hire foreign labor. Both the hay and beef plants have hundreds of workers, and they say they need more. They're worried about the wall Trump campaigned on, the one that he said Mexico would pay for. So they're waiting to see what the Trump administration will bring. I'm Anna King in Ellensburg.